Happy Birthday Sausage. Written by Michaela Morgan. Illustrated by Felicity Sheldon. Published by Bloomsbury Education. Chapter 1. Would you like to meet a plump and playful, loyal and loving, lovely little long dog? Here he is. He looks a bit like a sausage. His favourite food is sausages. And his friends and family call him, guess what? Sausage! Fitz and Spat, the two snooty cats, share his home. But they don't really like sharing. And so they don't really like sausage. They call him Silly Sausage. The cats are never kind to Sausage. Sometimes they pretend to be kind. Have a lick of ice cream, Sausage. But really, they just like to make fun of him. Sausage has lived with his family for nearly one whole year. Here they are. Gran, Ellie, Hammy, Jack. And what a year it has been. January. Sausage arrives. March. Sausage captures burglars. June. Hammy comes to stay. September. Sausage starts school. October. Sleepover at the spooky house. Now it is November, which means it is nearly Sausage's birthday. I have an idea, said Ellie. Let's have a party for Sausage. Good idea, said Jack and Gran. Woof, 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 said Sausage. That is a sausagey way of saying, yes, please. Chapter 2. We can have balloons, said Ellie.
And sausages, thought Sausage.
Party food, said Ellie.
And sausages, thought Sausage.
We can have games, said Jack.
And sausages, thought Sausage.
And a cake, said Gran.
With sausages, thought Sausage.
We can invite all Sausage's friends, said Jack.
We can make invitations, decorations, hats, said Ellie.
And of course, said Gran, we can have
sausages! Everyone was very excited. Well, nearly everyone was very excited. Fitz and Spats, the snooty cats, were not happy at all. They were jealous.
All this fuss for one silly sausage dog, they said.
It's not fair, said Fitz.
It's not right, said Spats.
And it's not going to happen, they both agreed.
Let's make a plan.
Chapter 3. Ellie and Jack started to make the decorations and the invitations. Gran started planning the cake. Sausage started choosing his birthday present. He looked through the Party Animals catalogue.
The Bouncy Birthday Banana. It's bouncy, it's chewy, it's big, and it sings happy birthday. That's what I want, he thought.
Fitz and Spats started their skulking and sulking and plotting and planning. They were determined to find a way of spoiling the party.
We could pop all the balloons, Fitz sniggered.
He sharpened his razor claws.
We could eat all his special cake.
Spats licked his lips.
I have a better idea,
Fitz grinned.
Listen. Wicked, said Spats.
Jack and Ellie had a long list of Sausage's friends. Spotty Dog, Dusty, Tiny, Scamp, Alfonso, Butch, Rex, Kevin, Lola.
They will all come to the party, said Ellie. Sausage is a very popular little dog.
Sausage smiled a little smile. It was a sausage-shaped smile. Jack and Ellie wrote out the invitations. Please come to Sausage's party, Friday at 2 o'clock. Bring sausages! Proudly, Sausage added the final touch, his signature. He took special care with Lola's invitation. And he put something extra on it. A great big red kiss. Ellie left all the invitations by the door. They were ready to be posted. Then she went to help with the other preparations. There was still a lot to do. Chapter 4. Ellie thought Gran had posted the invitations. Gran thought Jack had posted the invitations. Jack thought Ellie had posted the invitations. And Sausage thought someone had posted the invitations. But here is what really happened. Fitz and Spats, the sneaky cats, tiptoed into the hall, grinned a nasty grin, sniggered a sneaky snigger, whispered, and then they pushed all the invitations into a bin bag. They dragged the bin bag outside and left it by the door, ready to be collected.
Now no one will come to Sausage's party, they said. It will be a total flop, said Fitz. Hee-hee! Wicked, giggled Spats.
Sausage thought his invitations were on their way. He imagined his friends being excited and looking forward to his party. His head was full of happy party thoughts. Even the cats seemed happy. They each had a twinkle in their eyes and a funny little smile on their face. They seemed to be looking forward to the party too. The days passed slowly until finally it was party day. At 2 o'clock, Sausage stood by the window waiting for his friends. He was looking forward to a brilliant party. Time went on, and not one of his guests turned up. The only people who came to his street were the bin men, coming to pick up the rubbish and the recycling. Sausage had no cards, no presents, no friends, and worst of all, no Lola. A big tear ran down his face. Chapter 5. Outside in the street, The bin men continued with their work. Dan, the recycling man, was feeling a bit cross.
"So much more of this stuff could be recycled," he said.
He picked up a bin bag with a pile of letters in it and threw them into his truck.
"Woof,"
agreed Dusty, his dog. Suddenly, Dusty dived into the back of the truck and came out with a letter that was addressed to him.
"I never knew you could read, Dusty," said Dan. "Who's a clever dog? Look, this is an invitation. You're invited to a party today."
"Woof," said Dusty.
He shook the dust from his paws and jumped down from the truck. But Dan, the recycling man, stopped him.
"No, Dusty," he said. "You can't go to the party. We have work to do."
Dusty and Dan got into the truck and drove away. Chapter 6. All that afternoon, Sausage waited and waited. The two bad cats sniggered and sneered and sang a nasty song.
"Silly Sausage has no friends, has no friends, has no friends. Silly Sausage has no friends and he's not going to have a party."
Sausage was the saddest little sausage dog in the whole wide world. And then, over the hill, to the rescue, came... ta-da! Dan, the recycling man, and his not-so-dusty dog. Dusty was all cleaned up and ready for the party, and so were all the other dogs. Lola was looking particularly lovely.
"We found your invitations and we delivered them," Dan explained. "We've brought your guests and we've brought you a present. Let the party begin."
Chapter 7. What a party! There was fine food to eat, hats to wear, dances to dance, songs to sing, there were games to play. And, of course, presents. Sausage was given rubber balls, strings of sausages, a birthday jumper, a crunchy bone, and the big, bouncy birthday banana. The cats sneered at the presents and tossed them to one side.
"What a load of rubbish," they sneered.
Squeak and boing went the bouncy banana as the bad cats flicked it across the room. Then it was time for the cake. Gran came in with it and everyone started singing "Happy Birthday to You." Then it all went bananas.
"Ooh, ooh, ooh,"
said Gran as she slipped on the banana. And,
"Oh, oh, oh,"
said the kids as they watched the squidgy, delicious cake fly across the room. Sausage and his doggy friends had a wonderful time. There was cake everywhere, and everyone thought that was fantastic. Well, nearly everyone. The two bad cats got a bit too much cake, and they didn't like it at all.